Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. It's the first show of 2018, and so we thought we'd talk a little bit about some events that transpired in the previous year, 2017. Of course, we're going to focus on STEM-related events, and we're going to start right off with some things near and dear to my own heart, which are things that occurred in the field of astronomy and physics. So the first thing we'll talk about is the neutron star crash. Of course, LIGO, which is the instrument used to detect gravitational waves, had its first success in 2016. But in the past year, in 2017, a major event occurred where LIGO was used to detect gravitational waves from the collision of two neutron stars. And at the same time, optical data was also used. So essentially, we combined two techniques. Astronomers combined two techniques at the same time. One technique, which is very, very new, gravitational wave observation, and the other, which of course is optical astronomy. And so it's really a good thing for the future to see that going forward, combining these two kinds of techniques will help people understand better cataclysmic events that occur far, far away from us between two very large massive objects. So that was a very exciting thing. Of course, there was the TRAPPIST-1 discoveries and the Earth-sized planets orbiting another star, a star that's not particularly far away. Seven planets, it might even be more, orbiting this planet. Some of them Earth-sized, some of them are in the Goldilocks zone, where, of course, there could be conceivably liquid water and at least the habitat and environment necessary to establish some sort of life as we might know it. So that's a big deal. Of course, probably the biggest event for us right here in Springfield was the eclipse. Now, we weren't in the path of totality, but we had a very auspicious event at Missouri State University's Plaster Stadium, where many, many people came, of 10,000 or so came to observe the eclipse using glasses provided by our own university. And we had various educational activities oriented around the eclipse. People were brought together to see this amazing thing and to talk about it. It was, of course, the first eclipse in over 100 years that had actually had the path of totality extend over the continental United States. And so that was a big event. A lot of people saw an eclipse, most of whom have never seen a total eclipse or even anything necessarily very near to a total eclipse in their lifetime. So a very big deal and got people focused on a lot of science-related activities. Of course, other sciences also had major discoveries in the past year. In the field of biology, the first error-free genetic editing in a human embryo was performed in 2017. This is quite a big deal. People would like to modify genetic sequencing in cells, and they would like to do that at an early stage of development so that perhaps a condition that would otherwise develop due to a familial link would be taken out of commission. But it's been a very difficult thing to do because, of course, it's been difficult to have every cell affected be edited, and other kinds of technical difficulties have arisen. But this past year, this was done. It's a big discovery, and people are now worried about the implications, of course, going forward, whether people are going to continue to progress along this line, whether it is something that they want to have happen, and whether they'll be allowed, and in what conditions or what cases it will be allowed. But certainly a major discovery. In the environment, there were many, many things. Probably the biggest story would be about the Paris Accord and about leaving the climate change group of countries that are committed to modifying behavior going forward into the future. It's not a scientific discovery specifically, but it, of course, pertains directly to science, to climate change. Certainly was another very, very warm year, and people are still going on with their modeling and trying to understand better the long-term necessity of mitigating climate change in the future. But, of course, that's a political discussion also, but it does pertain to science. In health areas, we had an opioid crisis come to the fore this past year where people were really worried about that. One of the things I've seen is that people were talking about somehow trying to develop a vaccine. The vaccine has not been developed and nobody knows exactly what that would even look like, a vaccine against opioid addiction. But it's something that now people are thinking about because the crisis has come to an extent that people are dying at a rate that is noticeable relative to even other kinds of mortality rates associated with things, for example, like breast cancer. Of course, my own interest in science is wide-ranging, from the awe that it inspires in us as we search for things outside our own solar system and even galaxy, to the fact that the science that we do or that people do can directly impact us. And so these scientific events that have transpired in 2017 will have consequences that last well into the next year and beyond. This is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.